Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast. Well, we've been ministering on the subject of the overcomer, what it means to be an overcomer, and we've been referencing the book of Revelation. I'd like to begin by reading the first three verses of chapter 1. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him, to shew unto his servants things which must come shortly to pass. And he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John, who bare record of the word of God, and of the testimony of Jesus Christ, and of all things that he saw. Listen to this now. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. What we can certainly glean out of that third verse is that it's not only a blessing to read the book of Revelation, but not only to do the things that Jesus said to do, especially as he spoke to the seven churches in the second and third chapter, not only to hear his words, but to do those things, to keep those things that are written therein. And so, beloved, what do we see in this hour in which we're living? It's a glorious hour. Oh, things might be terrible in the world, but spiritually, oh, beloved, lift up your eyes, for your redemption draweth nigh. The time is at hand in which our God shall have a group of people in the earth, a holy remnant, if you will, that are getting prepared as a bride for the bridegroom. And we shall take the powers of darkness and of this world and shall overcome them. We shall be the manifested sons of God that the scriptures talk about. And then, because we have overcome, we are an overcomer, when he returns for his people, he will come for a church without spot, wrinkle, or blemish. Isn't that right? We read about that. Well, to be in that condition, to be in that state of maturity, we will be an overcomer. So, beloved, the time is at hand. The hour is now that we need to arise as the saints of the Most High and let God arise. Let his enemies be scattered. Let us come forth in the fullness of the sonship of God. Beloved, he has so much for us. And what I promised to do on this broadcast is I want to just share some scriptures, just reading, especially from the second and third book or chapter of Revelation, the promise to the overcomer. And again, just briefly, let me reiterate what it means to overcome. It means to obtain the mastery over or the control of, to conquer, to overpower, to go beyond, to excel, to overtake, to repress, subdue, to be victorious. The overcoming of an enemy or of any difficulty, mastery, success, a vanquisher, a winner. That's what God has ordained for you and I to be. Just here now, I'm just going to read scripture. These are the words of Jesus. I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death. The mystery of the seven stars, which thou sawest in my right hand, and the seven golden candlesticks. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven candlesticks which thou sawest are the seven churches. These things saith he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand, who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. Listen now to what Jesus is saying. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. In other words, brothers and sisters, he who is able to hear, let him listen to and let him give heed to what the Spirit is saying to the churches. To him who overcomes and is victorious, I will grant to eat of the fruit of the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God. Or in other words, to him who is victorious, I will give the right to eat from the tree of God. Hallelujah. The tree of life that stands in the very midst of the garden of God. He that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death. What does that mean? In other words, we need to be faithful. We need to be loyal to the cause of Christ. And Jesus says he'll give us the crown of life. Or he who is victorious can't be harmed by that second death. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth save he that receiveth it. Or in other words, to him who overcomes, who conquers, I will give to eat of the manna that is hidden, and I will give him a white stone with a new name, which is engraved on that stone, which no one knows except the person who receives it. For they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. Behold, the Gentiles shall see thy righteousness, and all the kings thy glory, and thou shalt be called by a new name, which the mouth of the Lord shall name. Thou shalt also be a crown of glory in the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem in the hand of thy God. Is that not beautiful? Hallelujah. He that overcometh and keepeth my words to the end, to him will I give power over the nations. That's why we can say we will rule and reign with Jesus. And he, Jesus, shall rule them with a rod of iron. As the vessels of a potter shall they be broken to shivers, even as I received of my Father, and will give him the morning star. Beloved, if you will overcome, if you will determine that that is what your destiny, your eternal spiritual destiny is, you will be victorious. And Jesus said, he who obeys my commands to the very end, doing the works that please me, I will give him authority and power over the nations, and he shall rule them with a scepter of iron, as when earthen pots are broken in pieces. And his power over them shall be like that which I myself have received from my Father. This is mind-boggling, is it not? We don't know all the dimensions, the specifics, but to him who is victorious, he will persevere. He who perseveres in doing the will of the Lord to the end, he will give authority over the nations, that same authority which Jesus received from his Father. And we shall rule with a rod of iron, smashing them to bits like earthenware, and will give to him also the morning star. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. Think about that. Is possible that one's name could be blotted out of the book of life? In other words, he who is victorious shall thus be robed all in white. His name I will never strike off the roll of the living, for in the presence of my Father and his angels I will acknowledge him as mine. Thus shall he who conquers, who is victorious, they will be clad in white garments. Hallelujah. And I will not erase or blot out their name from the book of life. I will acknowledge him as mine. I will confess his name openly before my Father and before his angels. He that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out, and I will write upon him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God, and I will write upon him my new name. He who overcomes, he who is victorious, I will make a pillar in the sanctuary of my God. He shall never be put out of it or go out of it. I will write on him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, the new Jerusalem, which descends from my God out of heaven, and my new name. And the name of the city from that day shall be the Lord is there. He who is victorious, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall never leave it. I will write the name of my God upon him, and the name of the city of my God, that new Jerusalem which is coming down out of heaven from my God, and my new name. He who overcomes and is victorious, I will grant him to sit beside me on my throne, as I myself overcame and was victorious and sat down beside my Father on his throne. Beloved, those are amazing promises to the overcomer. And beloved, through the power of the Holy Spirit, right now, we can move in that dimension. We can be, because greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. Let's go to prayer. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, I've shared so many of the promises, the beautiful, tremendous future that is in front of your people, Lord, what we will be doing in fellowship with you. And Lord, we ask right now that you will enable your people to rise up in the strength of the Lord. The Lord, that you will empower your people to be as you are in the earth, Father. Father, we are your hands, we are your feet, we are your mouth. We are the body of Christ, and you are head. So, Lord, give us marching orders. Give us an understanding for each one listening, Lord, that is crying out to you, that is praying. Let them know specifically what their part is, what part they need to play. For the Spirit of the Lord would say, my beloved, I will anoint you. No longer will you wonder or sit in discouragement or confusion as to what I have called you for. I will lead you day by day by the Spirit of the Lord, and you shall walk into the fullness of that which I have planned for your life. Do not be discouraged. Do not listen to the lies of the enemy, for he is a defeated foe, and I, your God, who am with you, will cause you to be an overcomer, even more than a conqueror, through the Spirit of the living God, says the Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus, for your promises, because you are not a man that you should lie, or the Son of Man that you should repent. And I believe those very prayers Jesus prayed in John 17, they're going to come to pass. Praise God. Well, my time is gone. I must bring this broadcast to a close, and we'll see what God has for us on the next broadcast. I invite you to join me at the same time. But if you have prayer needs, there is an anointing that is God delivers as we agree in prayer. There's the power of agreeing prayer. I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. God bless you. Thank you for listening. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.